Welcome in to the latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Mike Bratton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter, and I'm joined, as always, by my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Ain't walking, that's for sure. Oh, what's going on? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Oh, I got to be honest with you, Shane. I was complaining about it, off air right before we hopped on. I really appreciate Stephen Lassen joining the show. We got two episodes out of that. I think the fans are really, really loving that content. If you missed it, you know, we went through the Athlon Sports Preview Magazine page by page, mm-hmm. previewing the East and the West, but it has been a nightmare to put that together, and I was really hoping to get a day off. I was not going to do this show, Shane, but...
Not so fast, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Arch Manning. Breaking news here. Everybody knows by now, but Arch Manning announced, and he did it so subtly, Shane, he's going to Texas. Mm-hmm. Man, so just your thoughts on that right out the gate where, you know, this is a guy that literally... You know, websites, recruiting services, they've been monitoring this kid for 4 years now, it seems like. And every recruiting visit, they have to, update the Manning cast, where he's going and all this, and turning down Alabama and Georgia and basically everybody in the country to go to Texas, which mm-hmm. won 5 football games last year. Thoughts on Manning? He's going to play outside the SEC unless the Longhorns, you know, come to the league quicker than expected at the moment.
Well, I mean, it kind of has a Chris Sims feel to it. You know what I'm saying? Some of you kids probably don't remember, but here's a quarterback that everybody wanted. But I think it's a little bit different, Mike, because I don't think Texas is going to stay out of the SEC that long. You know what I'm saying? I think this thing gets expedited, you know, because there's a part of me. It took a wind out of the sails because, you know, there's part of you that thinks it's Georgia. There's a part of you thinks Bama's going to get a shot. There's part of you that thinks Ole Miss is in the running, and then they go outside. And for so many times, you think about recruits in years past, they land in Texas. It's just they're on an island. You never hear from them again. I mean, occasionally you'll watch a bowl game or something like that. But this is a team that's I fully expect to be in this conference sooner than later. So I think we're going to see Ole Manning playing in the SEC. So regardless, so there's bittersweet. At first, you know, you hate it because it takes a while to get Texas and the SEC together. Like, oh yeah, we're on the same team. You know, at first I was like, what the hell, you know? But now that it's kind of sunk in a little bit, you know, I'm just glad we're going to get to see him play.
Yeah, and it is just incredible to even utter that statement, Shane, that a recruit could possibly alter, you know, how soon this program jumps into the conference. But with ESPN, Disney dollars, you have to think that, you know, Texas is already very marketable. We all know, I think if you go by the financials, they're number one or number two in just total revenue, all that stuff. So that gives you an idea of how dang popular they are, but that is going to go to another level. I don't care who else they got on the roster. I mean, Arch Manning's not going to be sitting for very long, I don't think. And when you got Arch Manning rolling into town in Texas, potentially playing, you know, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, A&M, Tennessee, Ole Miss, going on and on. I mean, it truly could impact a lot of dominoes. Again, not only with just on the field, but off the field. I really do think that.
Well, naturally, in fact, I was talking to a buddy of mine today about it, and it was like, I guess that after the newness wore off, it's like, well, who's going with him? You know, I mean, it is going to change the landscape of college football because Arch has that kind of draw. I mean, if you're a wide receiver out there and you're sitting on the fence and Texas has already sent you an offer, I mean, how do you not like, okay, I'm going to go play Texas. I mean, I got Arch freaking Manning throwing me the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's right. So I think it's definitely going to change some things. And I think it changes for the better. One of the funny parts, I think, is like if he somehow wins a Heisman before coming over the SEC, it's like, could you imagine this is just another Big 12 banner that they're going to use even when Texas is gone? It's like, well, we had Arch Manning, you know. So I don't know. That a lot of things are going on in my mind, but I do want to ask you, and I don't want to steal any luster from the kid, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this guy to perform. There's this is a kid that we've been following since eighth grade. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the next great quarterback to play college football. With those types of expectations, do you think that's maybe one of the reasons he's considered going outside, away from Alabama, away from Georgia, or you think at this point it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, that's interesting to think about, Shane, because, the microscope will still be on him being in Austin with, one of the most high-profile programs. I mean, again, I got to say it, Texas won five games. They're all over these top 25 rankings for mm-hmm. some damn reason. I mean, this program gets so much respect, whether they deserve it or not. But, yeah, maybe kind of making his own destiny, you know, because every week he's going to have to hear about it. You know, had he went to Alabama, he would be playing Ole Miss every year. And those fans love him to they would have instantly hated him. You know, Georgia, you know, same kind of deal. I mean, Tennessee fans would have, you know, hell, we've already seen him turn on Peyton when he shows up to a game. You know what I mean? So could only imagine. I know my dad personally, he told me many times, he's like, I don't care where Arch Manning goes as long as he doesn't go to Georgia. You know, that those fans are enough as it is. So there was already some feeling like that with I've never quite seen anything like it. I mean, hell, it was about a year ago. I don't know if you caught this, Shane, but it was ESPN First Take. They were debating whether Arch Manning was going to be the best Manning of all time. And mm-hmm. you want to talk about incredible pressure. I mean, how ridiculous of a statement is that to even be making before we've even seen him take a snap in college? You know what?
I tell you what, Steve's doing a keg stand right now. You know it.
Well, I wanted to also highlight some of the reactions, Shane, that I just...
Before you go down, because just while we're on the same thing, you know, because we've not seen a kid like this with this much hype. Right. You know, the closest one that I can think of was the Clawson. You know, when Jimmy came out, it was... Yeah. After Casey, after Rick, you know, this kid was touted as number one, going to be just come in and destroy. And not saying that he didn't have a terrible, you know, career at Notre Dame, but if you remove the names and the history, you would think, hey, that's a pretty successful quarterback there for the Fighting Irish. But the fact that pressure coming in, you know, just it was a different tier, you know. Yeah. So that's my only thing is, let me ask you, just devil's advocate, Mike. You had $100, 100%, you know this kid's going to win a Heisman. He's going to compete for national championship. Zero, he's going to be an absolute bust. Well, I mean, where are you on the Arch Manning, I guess, scale, if you will? Like, are you a little leery? Because, I mean, it's been so perfect for so long. Just everything, like, I remember him throwing one touchdown, and it went crazy with Clemson when he was down there. It was like, oh God, he's just the greatest quarterback to ever throw a football.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want to rain on his parade and sit here and call him a bust, Shane. But you make a good point because it seems like there's far more Clausens, Chris Sims mm-hmm. than there are Trevor Lawrence, Tim Tebow's.
Right.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it could go one of two ways. So I really think the pedigree, of course, is going to really help him. I mean, I can't imagine a better way to be prepared for college football. And I really truly believe, Shane, that the Mannings handled this perfectly. Again, I mean, he just sent out a simple tweet, committed to Texas. It was the only tweet mm-hmm. he's ever had. He was not tweeting out, you know, give me followers. I'm going to be mm-hmm. at this school. I'll be at that school. None of that was taking place. So, you know, I think he'll be ready mentally, and I think he'll be ready physically. But kind of the biggest question that I have, and I think Alabama fans and Georgia fans, they're probably saying the same thing, is if this kid wants to be elite, if he wants to win national championships, if he wants to win Heismans, I think he picked the worst of the three. I really do. And I know, you know, you can make the argument, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, defensive masterminds, Steve Sarkisian, the offensive guru, but I just don't have faith in Steve Sarkisian. I truly don't. I mean, they're recruiting like gangbusters, but again, they lost, what was it, 5 or 6 games for the first time in like 70 years at Texas. Now, you can't put all that on Sarkisian because he was in year one, but they're playing in a weaker league. They have a talent advantage over everybody they play, and they're going to do that again this year with the exception of when Alabama comes into town and rolls them. But, you know, everybody in that league, they've got superior talent. They have no business not making bowl games every year in Texas. And truthfully, Shane, I don't think they have any business not playing, looking past winning the Big 12. I mean, they really should be playing in that game every year all the talent they have amassed. But the future is bright with Arch Manning. But again, I just haven't seen enough from Steve Sarkisian as a head coach and as a program builder to have confidence saying that Arch Manning will win a Heisman, will win a national championship in Austin. But I'd sure as hell rather have him than not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if that's your goal is to get in the NFL, you would think, like Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Even their backups get drafted in the first round, you know? So it's like that is just the path, but then again, I love the fact that he may want to forge his own and be his own name. And you can't do that at Ole Miss. You can't do that at Tennessee. You know, those schools are tainted. They've got the Peyton. They've got Eli and Archie. It's like, yeah, Texas, he can literally go down there and be the best quarterback since Vince Young.
Right. No, yeah, there's no doubt. And I that's got to be what they pitched him on. They've got to be, you know, selling him on, you know, working with Steve Sarkisian and the masterful job he did with Mac Jones and Tua and everything there. So, I mean, the pedigree is there, but the talent at Alabama is certainly different than what they got there in Austin. And I think I think Texas is in for a rude awakening when they come into the SEC. I don't think at this point in time their line of scrimmage will be able to hold up, and that'll be showcased week two of the season when Alabama comes to town. But I wanted to share these tweets real quick, Shane. They were hilarious. Michael Katz, our buddy, covers Ole Miss for the Daily Journal. He tweeted out, "It happened again, and it was Bevo." Remember in the Sugar Bowl, he almost killed Uga. Remember he stampeded him? That was fantastic. Stefan Krajisnik, he's been on the show. He covers Mississippi State for the Clarion Ledger. He tweeted out the blind side, Sandra Bullock. You remember that, Shane? She says, "I will not be wearing that gaudy orange." So I thought that was good. And then last one here from Bunky Perkins, one of the best Twitter accounts out there. There was a Texas website, Shane, that said, "Thoughts and prayers to the Texas lost to Kansas crowd." And Bunky Perkins said, "Don't worry, going to be replacing that with Vanderbilt in a few years." So, you know, Texas is still an easy target to make fun of, even though they got old Arch Manning now committed to the program. And I don't think after that entire recruitment, Shane, I don't think there's any chance that he decommits as long as Steve Sarkisian is still the head coach. So unless they run him off in the next 6 months, I think they're good. But let me ask you
this. How much airtime does Matthew McConaughey lose in this situation? Nobody's even mentioned that. You know, I mean, you got the parent cams you got to worry about. Now we can't do the sideline. So I think that's the biggest loser today is Matt taking a hit.
Yeah, no doubt. But let me ask you this, Shane. Steve Sarkisian, you know, great day for him.
Oh, yeah.
They landed the number one player in the country and maybe a generational talent at the quarterback position. But how much pressure does this put on him? Because, again, if, you know, they go out here and they suck with Arch Manning, I mean, we can never give this guy another job, can we?
No. He gets fired or he wins games, period, Mike. I'm telling you, even as a true freshman, that's the clout that Manning is bringing to your university. And you're going to have to sell the fans on growth. And nobody wants to hear that, especially in Austin. Especially, you know, some of these powerhouse SEC teams, they do not want to hear a rebuild or none of that shit. They want to come out and they want to win some ball games. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when you got Arch Manning, you got to sell the fans that, hey, we're bringing XYZ. This is who's coming with him. We're building something here, and you got to get that momentum. But, man, I tell you, at the end of the season, if they're looking at a questionable bowl game again, he's out. They're going to replace him and put somebody in there that can that Manning's want.
Right. Now, how about this, Shane? Last thing on Texas. I don't know if you've seen this yet, but now this may be a little too bold, but I'm going to go there anyway, Shane. Let's say Arch Manning is a starting quarterback at Texas as a true freshman, and I think certainly he's got the talent to do that. They open the season against Rice. Mm-hmm. That'll be a cupcake, obviously. But I tweeted this out. Do you know who they play week two of the season?
It's Bama, right?
At Alabama. So, hey, Arch is going to get life in the SEC whether he wants it or not, going to Texas right out the gate, provided he is a starting quarterback. But
dude, whew. I'm telling you, Nick Saban has ruined careers. You know what I'm saying? And and you may want to, like, ease into this thing, Steve-O. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be there for the long haul, because Nick Saban is going to make a statement if he goes down. You know what I'm saying? If Arch Manning comes in, because there's going to be the stories, there's going to be the headlines, game day will be there. They're going to make a big deal of this ball, bigger than it should be probably.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, think about the last time, I don't know if Steve was the coach, but, you know, last time USC and Saban, I mean, it was 40-something whatever to going in the fourth quarter.
Right.
He loves this. It puts Alabama again back on the map and reminds everybody in the entire country that there is a handful of kick-ass teams in this country, and Alabama is at the top of it.
Well, speaking of Nick Saban and Alabama, let's jump to them real quick, Shane, because I wanted to ask you, the way I understand it, Nick Saban, I know clearly he's, you know, the defensive mastermind and everything, but the way it was conveyed to me, he took personal charge of this recruitment of Arch mm-hmm. Manning, and I realize Alabama, they just landed a touted quarterback a couple weeks ago by the name of Eli Holstein, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Maybe, you know, they did that because they knew they weren't going to get Arch Manning. But surprised at all? I mean, you're never going to win every recruiting battle. Nick Saban's the greatest of all time. And
no.
Even he loses some recruiting battles. But does it surprise you that, you know, someone that Saban really targeted here got away from his dynasty here?
No. Well, maybe a surprise that he got away. But I guarantee you one thing right now, if you know Peyton, if you know Eli, you know Archie, this thing has been discussed and it has been settled for a while. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't surprise me if this tweet was because something got leaked. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is Nick Saban. I guarantee you those Mannings reached out and gave him the first call and said, hey, listen, you know, we appreciate everything you've done for college football, but, you know, it's his decision and we're going here. So I just wanted to warn you. So it wouldn't even surprise me if landing the other quarterback, they already knew that Arch was going down to Austin.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you one more thing about Alabama.
It's a business. This isn't your normal recruit, Mike. This is a business transaction here.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Shane. This is one of our favorite topics, and the years we've been doing this show. Does this at all signal that the Mannings, perhaps? You know, maybe they got word. I don't think this would leak or anything, but maybe they just don't have confidence that Nick Saban will still be there for all of Arch Manning's Ooh. College recruitment. I mean, does that factor in at all to you?
That's deep, man. That's conspiracy theory right there, and I like it. So
I wouldn't want to go to Alabama if I didn't think Nick Saban was going to be there. And hey, there's been rumblings that this may be his final year. We've been saying that for years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But who knows?
Hey, I'm telling you, this is a whole different level, Mike. You know what I'm saying? These guys hang out at different parties than most people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My wife's watching a show, Bridgerton. Have you ever seen that? It's like these hottie totties in England. I don't know if it's real or not, but that's the Mannings and the Sabins. You know what I'm saying? These guys are meeting and eating and drinking tea somewhere else, and they're explaining. So, you know, when you come out and you say, you know, is there a chance that Saban, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Saban told him, you know, hey, I'm not going to be here in 2 years. We're phasing this thing out,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, again, I don't know. I don't know if that conversation had, and I'm not saying that that's a factor. But, you know, some of these these communications, like these group texts you hear from, there's a handful of people that, you know, you can trust and talk to like normal, you know?
Right. And we probably pissed off every Alabama listener by even saying that. So let me add this to it, Shane. You know, Nick Saban, I don't want to say he's spiteful. I'll phrase it as he's uber competitive, clearly. Mm-hmm. Losing Arch Manning, he may have been thinking about, hey, I'm going to retire. Now he's like, you know what? I'm going to kick the Manning's ass for 4 more years and just hang out, you know, just for that. So, hey, I wouldn't say that couldn't happen either. You know what?
Hey, if you want any guarantees, Mike, I'll tell you this right now. Arch Manning may be a great quarterback, but he is going to start out 0-1 against the SEC, and it's not even close. They are going to kick the shit out of that kid until he gets some talent around. I know he's talented. I know he's, you know, he's the reason he's number one recruit in the country, but,
yeah,
it, you know, Austin is way far behind Alabama. Not even close.
Now, last thing, Shane, here, Georgia, I mean, they were the one – that was truly battling with Texas. If you know, if you listen to the recruiting insiders, it was, yeah, Georgia and Texas. A lot of people thought Georgia had the inside track. I had Mike Griffith, Dog Nation, on the show just a couple weeks ago. You know, they thought it was just a matter of time, essentially, before Arch made that pick to play in Athens. You got to imagine this was a tough decision. But, ooh, man, Kirby, his little dynasty, is it ending?
No, they're good, man. They're on cruise control right now. Now, is it a speed bump? Absolutely. I mean, when you can get upset that you lost the number one quarterback in the recruiting class,
right?
Like that says a lot about your program. But I don't think it changes anything. What it does make me wonder, and maybe you have an idea of this, does it change the recruiting landscape? Because, you know, courting a man like Arch Manning, it affects other quarterbacks in the recruiting class. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be the second pick. But now that Arch is off the list, and again, he hasn't signed anything, but let's just say, you know, he's off the list. Does this change Georgia's approach on some other recruits?
Yeah, you'd think it'd have to. Could be. Now, the problem is they waited so long for Arch, there's already a lot of guys off the board. The Southern Cal's got a guy, Nelson, that a lot of people have as the second quarterback. We know Nico's going to Tennessee. There's a big-time prospect named Jalen Rashada that is supposedly, you know, down to Florida. LSU, A&M, Miami, I mean, that's kind of the next domino to fall. It's probably too late for Georgia to get in on that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here with the Bulldogs. But, you know, I was just trolling, you know, with the Kirby dynasty dime, because I do want to read this list real quick, Shane, because I did say, you know, we all know Kirby's a defensive genius here, right? But just think of the quarterbacks he's landed. Jacob Eason, who, you know, didn't pan out, but at the time was, you know, a five-star, committed to Mark Richt, yet he was able to keep him when Florida made a late push there. Jake Fromm, who I don't think he gets enough respect. I believe he's the only quarterback in SEC history, Shane, to start his first 3 seasons and win 3 division titles. So, he was a hell of a player. Justin Fields, of course, it didn't work out at Georgia, but he was number 2 quarterback. Jamie Newman, another one. It didn't work out, but a lot of people wanted him. JT Daniels, everybody wanted him. Brock Vandegrift, the guy they got now, was an Oklahoma commit to Lincoln Riley's program. Gunnar Stockton, another 5. I mean, they are loaded in this room. They got nothing to worry about here.
I'm telling you, I saw a picture of them boys in spring game coming out, and you're just looking at it. It's just 3 of them. And our boy, you know, Stetson looked tiny among these other ones, but I'm telling you, they got some freak athletes in that room. No, Georgia's going to be fine. But I always worried about the bust, you know. I mean, I say that now that he didn't choose Tennessee, you know, maybe he is a bust after all. I don't know. He could be the worst Manning, you know, the more I think about it. So,
and that last quarterback I was blanking on, Carson Beck, Georgia fans screaming at their screen. He could be a guy that is a big time player for the Bulldogs, even this season, if they need him to be. So Kirby and Georgia is going to be just fine, but it is, you know, anytime there's a recruiting battle, you know, we like to give props to Nick Saban being the greatest of all time, but I truly believe Kirby Smart, I think, is the nation's best recruiter right now. And I think he's proven that the last two or three cycles, that just, you know, he's right there on par with Nick Saban, and of course just won the national championship. So Georgia's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to be fine as long as Saban's there. And interestingly enough, the only program I still got questions about is the one that landed Arch Manning, Texas Longhorns, coming into the SEC in the near future. You got anything else, brother, on the way out?
Yeah, maybe it's a Lane Kiffin long play here. You know, get Steve fired, go down to Austin, you got your quarterback. I'm just saying. So I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, we can put this one to bed for a little while. You know, I'm just glad he's got a home. I'm impartial, as you know, about the Texas thing. It takes me a while. I'm still not accepting him. You know, I'm just now accepting Mizzou. The more I think about it, you know what I'm saying? At Texas A&M, they were okay because I didn't have to deal with them. But Mizzou came over here and whooped our ass the first year, so I don't want to let anybody else in the conference. But I will say this: after a while, I'll eventually buy in. I'm just glad that we are going to see him play. Not just once or twice a year. We're actually going to probably get to see him every Saturday, because I still think this Texas thing is a go. And that may be part of the reason why he chose there, so that he could play in the SEC.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, brother, that's going to do it for this episode and this week of shows. I hope everybody's been appreciating all this content. 5 episodes here in the middle of June. Mm. I don't know how we're doing it, brother, but we're pumping out great content, and the feedback has just been incredible. So we're doing it for you guys, the audience. You guys have really been coming through for us. We cannot thank you enough. The best is yet to come, and I appreciate each and every one of you.
Hey, and you know, again, a lot of support online for the Big Orange Walks. A lot of people are asking. I said, man, I just got to take a hard reset. Got a lot of things going on. I know it's excuse, but, you know, it's just like Tennessee. They start out strong. You know, they kill Bowling Green. They beat teams like Western Kentucky, and then they meet the University of Florida or something. You know, I just met Florida, and I'm licking my wounds for a little while. So, but I do appreciate all the support. I feel a lot better. So it's just a little break, but I will get back on it. But yeah, Mike, I appreciate all the work that you've done. The great shows. And if you get a chance, guys, get on the YouTube, man. Subscribe to this, because Mike is putting out videos every day. Just keeps you informed, keeps you up to date with the SEC news. I really love the live interviews. I think that's just going to be such a fun part to this podcast and just the next chapter. But yes, Mike, appreciate all your hard work, and of course all the fans jumping on here. And I guess that's it, man. You got anything else?
No, sir. Just if you made it this far, as always, give us that 5-star written review on the Apple Podcast app or on Spotify now, and we'll send you a beer koozie free of charge. We'll also do that for anybody that subscribes to the YouTube channel. Just send those on over to thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. That really, really helps the show out. We don't ask for much. That's all we ask for, and you get something in return. So, hey, that's going to do it, buddy. I appreciate you, as always, for hopping on. I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.